Insurance company, equal housing insurer.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I'm gonna ask you, what do you know? What do you know about UL certified central monitoring system?
Not much.
What do you know about IC certified insulation?
Also not much.
I don't know what IC stands for. Couldn't tell you. Watch, somebody would text in though. But the point is that I trust this multi-level customer service staff they have at Priority One, if in case it ever does go bad. I know what that video alarm system is. I know what that Total Control app is, having on my phone. And I know what that Ring doorbell app is. That's pretty cool, where you can be in, Jim Harbaugh can be over at Normandy in France and see who's at his door when the doorbell rings. That's pretty cool. And you can talk to the person through intercom like, no, thank you. We're not interested. Thank you very much. That's pretty cool. I do know that Priority One can protect your family, protect your company, one of the top 25 security integrators in the country. Go with the technology, go with the people, go with the best. Check out their website, Priority One Security. That's the number one, Priority One Security. We're safe and sound inside of our Priority One Security studios. Hour two. Delvin, hang on, buddy. I'm coming to you because I don't want people to hold. Here's how you fix basketball. Now, Zach, you know, I do this about every 2 months. I'll bring out this revolutionary thought. You didn't like 4-on-4 basketball.
No.
You didn't like spring football and fall baseball?
No.
You didn't like, what are some other outlandish stuff that you think
those
of?
Those are your two big ones. Those are the two giants.
All right. I like this idea, Zach. Give me.
Naturally.
Four. I don't know. I don't care about the number of referees. 2, 3, 4, or 6. I don't care. I want one guy that watches, one or two guys that stand out in the perimeter and watch just the feet. How can I, and then I want one guy on the inside watching like just the ball in the hands. Now you can do it with 2 and 4 and 4 and 6, 3 and 4. I don't know. You know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have two on the baselines, two on each baselines in the corner. I'd like to have two up at the top of the key. The top of the key, I mean, at the half-court line. The half-court line guys, kind of like blue liners, whatever, in hockey, whatever. You just go back and forth up here, and you're watching just perimeter stuff, but mainly the feet and the traveling stuff. But let me ask you this, Mr. Or24, Jack Leg Tonto. How can I be watching a guy, there's a reach in on a perimeter play, and the guy takes off on a little pump fake, and they go call traveling. I'm watching the hands. I'm watching if anybody's reaching in. He makes a move. I think I see something down by his feet, but I'm not watching his feet. So I'm going to have travel. You know how like in football you got this? The back judge is in charge of pass interference. He's in charge of spotting the ball, you know, downfield right there. The line judge is in charge, you know, getting the ball on the line, starting watching the, you know, number of guys on the line of scrimmage, watching for certain stuff. The umpire's back there watching for interior line holding, and that's all he's watching. He's not watching to see he's watching to see who jumped a little bit, but he didn't have to worry about those other things, okay? The referee's not hard to worry about spotting the ball. That's what the lines people do.
Sure.
I want referees that only watch the dribble and the feet. And then I want referees to only watch the upper body contact. Your eyes can't be up and down at the same time. Make sense?
Makes a little bit of sense. I think this whole problem, with the complaining all season long, it's a two-part problem. There's blame on both sides. The referees need to be more consistent in the way they call games. With some things they let go, other times they don't. It needs to be consistent each time. And the players need to make the adaptation to those calls.
Right.
The complaining after it does no good for anybody. for example, in hockey this year, they wanted to cut back on the amount of slashing happening in the league. Slashing is when you take your stick and you're interfering with the player's hands by bringing it down and, from a top-to-bottom motion.
Right.
Beginning of the season, first 2 weeks, tons of slashing calls. The world was falling. People were really upset. The players adapted eventually, and the game opened up. The scoring was at a five-year high this year.
Love it.
And the penalties for slashing went drastically down because players adapted, referees were consistent in the call, and we moved on with our lives. That's all that needs to happen here. You don't need to add referees, subtract referees, have referees focus on certain things. Just be consistent, adapt to the rules, and let's move on.
How am I going to watch for an upper body foul if I'm watching the lower body, or a lower body travel if I'm watching the upper body?
You got two eyes.
Yeah, but they're focusing on one thing. I can't, like, watch two things at once.
If you're looking at me right now, you see this hand over here. I got five fingers up, but you see this hand moving, don't you? The other one? You can still see it.
But not the exact movement of it.
You can see it.
Like, I don't think an umpire behind the home plate is calling balls or strikes. I don't think he should call a check swing or not. He's watching the bat, how far it comes out. He's watching the ball as it comes in.
That's
the check swings while the first base guy takes it, or the third base guy takes it.
That's why he doesn't, yeah. There's more than one ref.
That's right.
More than one umpire, more than one ref.
You know, like in the World Series, how you got right field line, left field line guys. I want my first base guy to say foul fair before first base and to call guys out at first base to call balls. I don't want him worried about what's going on down the right field line.
He's got to turn around.
Yeah.
More refs is a problem. There's more guys to mess things up.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
More guys are women because the NBA has women referees, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right. Let me get Delvin on our Northern Communication phone line on a reaction Monday. Delvin, I really appreciate you being patient, man. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Let's talk about your favorite coach in the world, Jim Harbaugh, finally getting his quarterback. Now he ain't got no excuses now.
You know, for the life of me, I don't like this one bit. Those that haven't seen it, Shea Patterson is immediately eligible to play after transferring because he said that Ole Miss lied to him. Guess what? Every player's been lied to. Everybody, when you're getting recruited, everybody's been lied to. That's a blow to bunk.
And I don't believe he was lied to because he had to know.
He knew what was going on around him. Everybody knew what was going on. I don't like it one bit.
Now, every player that uses an excuse now. Well, my coach lied to him. He told he was going to stay, but he left.
Yeah. Don't like it at all. Can't stand it. Basically, Ole Miss kind of just gave up. Ole Miss said, let's stop fighting. It was kind of gave up, sounds like to me.
Yeah. And that is personal Jim Harbaugh. Oh, by the way, had ESPN at Paris with him this weekend. Do you see that? They had a little special on him in Paris with the players in Paris practicing.
I saw that. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? Marty Smith's over there at the Eiffel Tower covering Michigan football. What? It seemed like to me like all that is that Jim Harbaugh's wife wanted a free trip to Paris. She wanted to go over and get some French food, so we're going to do spring practice over there. Don't like it. Don't care nothing about it.
Yeah, and he don't do this past couple years. He ain't won nothing yet.
Yeah.
And now he don't got no excuse now because he said he wanted a quarterback. He got his quarterback now, so there's no excuse.
What a strange man, though. What a weird dude. I'm through with Jim Harbaugh. I thought it'd be good when he came in the league. I didn't know he's as weird as he is, though. He's just a strange fella.
Now you sort of see why the 49ers sort of let him go.
I know that I've got a friend of mine who's a 49ers fan who talked about how now they've been in kind of disarray for years before and after, but that their front office didn't like it one bit, and so the thing was going great. Next thing you know, it's a great deal to see a telltale sign fall through like that because it was obvious something was wrong there. And what's wrong is Jim Harbaugh's a weird man.
Yeah. He'll probably be in the NFL one more year anyway, so you never know.
He'll rub his wear pretty thin here. Jim Harbaugh's a short timer. Like, it's one of these people
You know Michigan fan. Michigan fan going to get arrested. Well, he won nothing big yet.
Well, and they're right. What has he won? Who's he beaten?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go over too well. Anyway, Devin, I appreciate the phone call, but thanks an awful lot. I've had it with Harbaugh. had it with Shea Patterson, had it with Ole Miss, had it with taking spring ball all over the place, had it with his satellite camps all over the place, going down to Australia to find punters at camps.
Listen, if it's his wife, she's doing the right thing. Paris is a great town.
Yeah.
Smart woman.
Great. Good deal for her.
Great deal for her.
It's a great place to visit. It's not a great place to hold spring practice.
Probably not. Where are they practicing?
I don't even know if they're practicing over there. Didn't they outlaw that? Like, you got to practice on your own campus now or something?
I assume you got to practice at some point. You got to do something over there, don't you?
QCT says this. Jim Harbaugh's never won a Power 5 conference championship. How about that?
Anyone won at Stanford?
Nope.
Dang.
Did he win when he was with the 49ers? Let's look this up. This is pretty cool. Did he win the division with the 49ers? I think he did, right?
I believe so.
I think he did. Now, he won at San Diego. San Diego University, by the way. Not San Diego State, one of those things. Let's look. Let's see this here. When he was with the... See if I got it right here in front of me here. At San Diego, he won his conference twice, but that's the Pioneer Football League, the San Diego Toreos. It's like a cookie. At Stanford, no. 8-1, finished second in the Pac-12. In the Pac-12, he finished 7th, 6th, 2nd, and 2nd. In the Big Ten so far, in the Big Ten East, 3rd, 3rd, and 4th. He didn't finish second in the East so far. 18-8. 10-3, 10-3, 8-5.
With the Niners, though, he went 13-3 in the NFC West Division Championship.
Yeah, that's good. Good for him.
And the Division Championship game.
Yeah, good for him, man.
And then a Super Bowl.
Good for him. Appearance. Strange fellow, though, right?
Weird dude. But, you know.
Yeah.
He struggled at Michigan so far, but he obviously can coach at some point because of his... He's coached in the NFL. He's coached in the show. Been successful in the NFL.
You say struggled. I mean, he finished 11th in his first year, 10th in his second year. The problem is he hadn't beat Ohio State yet.
Which has struggled to those people in Michigan.
I get that. Let me get this right quick for Harbaugh, just while we had it in front of him. And since it is football, let me look this up right fast. First year at Michigan... He loses at Utah, he loses to Michigan State, and he loses to Ohio State. That's the 10-3 year. And first year, they beat Florida in the Citrus Bowl. Second year, he loses to Iowa, he loses to Ohio State, and he loses to Florida State. This past year... At 8-5, they lost to Michigan State. They lost to Penn State. They lost to Wisconsin, lost to Ohio State, and lost to South Carolina in a bowl game. And so let's look at this for a second here. Against ranked teams at Michigan, he beat 13th-ranked Northwestern, lost to Michigan State, beat BYU, and lost to Ohio State. Lost in, or actually beat Florida in the bowl game, 3-2. Beat Wisconsin 4-2. Lost to Ohio State. How about that, man? The entire 2016 season, they played two ranked teams in a regular season. I'd look and see how this team turned out this year. It's, who did they beat that was ranked? Beat 17th ranked Florida to start the season. Lost to second-ranked Penn State, 42-13. Lost to fifth-ranked Wisconsin, 24-10. Lost to eighth-ranked Ohio State, 31-20. So 0-3. 0-4. He's won his last five against... No, I'm sorry. Two of his last six against ranked teams. So, you know what?
Struggled.
Yeah, he's struggling. 8-5 at Michigan, year three. His players.
Struggling.
Lose to South Carolina.
Can't be losing South Carolina.
No.
Not at Michigan.
Let me get Snaphook up next. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Snaphook. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
We're blessed. Very good. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, need to go to a chiropractor after Caps Choice Tournament Saturday. But you know how that goes.
Why? Because you carried around your team?
Oh man, no. I mean, I'm sure that some of my guys' back hurts for carrying, you know, all 200 of you. But it just takes you out of your element, Mickey. You know how it is.
Hate
it. You get out there, steroid jerking around, all that kind of stuff. And then go out and play my own ball yesterday and shoot 70. What do you
nice. Do? Nice, nice, dude. Nice comeback. Good for you.
I know, right? But I will say one thing. We may not have won, but Pastor's team did.
Good. So, good. Hope the pastor embarrassed himself. Just kidding.
He did all right. He won a shotgun. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool prize.
Out of our three draft picks, who's got the best path for success? Is it Dorian O'Daniel?
Yes.
Deion Kane? Ray Rathwell?
No. Now, look, here's the bottom line. Dorian O'Daniel's a guy that proved himself late, proved his maturity level. Dorian O'Daniel's a guy who can cover tight ends, can play in enough space, good enough pass rusher. He was a legitimate second, third, fourth round pick. Once you get past about the fifth round, now you're getting into some reaches, some guys who are either, you know, highly rated that fell, or guys that are in there, you know, maybe worse than that, just kind of reaching for a little bit. And let's face it, Deion Kane's a crapshoot. You didn't know at Clemson. You didn't know from game to game how he was going to be. Ray McLeod, the same thing. And Ray with the punt return, with all the passes, whatever. I watched the Miami game again the other day. Three fumbles, whatever. Like, you don't know if he's going to fumble it, get it, go take it all the way, punt return. You don't know. So the wildly inconsistent nature of those two men are the reason that they're 6th round draft picks. Reason that they shouldn't have gone pro, but you don't know what you're getting. Now, can we look back in 5 years and go, well, great move by Ray, or great move by Deion Kane? Yeah, but it would surprise you? No, it wouldn't surprise you. Would it surprise you if they're out of the league in 2 years? No, because they're so wildly inconsistent. They're, by this time, now there's still some development to do, but by this time they've shown you who they are. Dorian O'Daniel has shown you that he is a consistent football player, that's a very bright guy, that's a very mature guy, that's continued to get better in his career and worked himself to the NFL. The other two guys, not as mature, not as consistent, wildly inconsistent, and who knows what you're going to be getting. And so it's a good late draft pick because it might turn out to work out for it. You might look like a great GM on the other side of it, yet invested a whole lot because they could turn out to be exactly what we think they're going to be.
Right. Upside's bigger than the downside. That's kind of...
I
think they make a team.
Yeah. Well, look,
do you think they both make a team?
There's a better... Here's why I looked this up. 5th, 6th, 7th round draft picks, there's about a 50% chance you make a team, maybe 40% chance with the 7th round, whatever. You do that because they're going to cut somebody that might be getting a second contract, and you can get a reserve or get a special teams player and pay him the minimum. And so that's why they make it. But to get, there's like a 20% chance they get a second contract, maybe a 10% chance they get a second contract in the league, so they won't get that. So they'll make the league minimum, make these little, you know, signing bonuses won't be anything, won't accumulate to what it could have been. Just quite frankly, and then here's what's going to happen. In year 3 or 4, when they're up for a new contract, whatever, the next 6th round draft pick takes their job and they pay them next to nothing.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
Unfortunately, for, you know, us as Clemson fans, that sounds about as accurate as I could have said it.
That's it. That's it. But if you didn't like it, you know what? Be more consistent. Be more accountable. Be more responsible. Be more mature. You know?
Yeah. Well, one last question. I'll take it off the air. How do you think my Pats did? According to everybody, it's about an A grade for, you know, draft stock. I thought Sony Michel was a great get, first round running back. I thought we did better than typical in draft stock. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate the phone call. It's hard to say something nice about the Patriots.
So we won't start today.
Well, we have to. Isaiah Wynn had good draft grades. He was a first-round talent. Sony Michel's a guy who can do a lot for you. Catch the football, third down back starting out, who knows. Duke Dawson was I never saw any first-round picks, but that's a solid pick at corner. You know what? Bill Belichick's guys, he's got a bunch of corners at play. Don't know anything about Juwan Bentley, the Purdue inside linebacker. Nothing about Christian Sam, the outside linebacker at Arizona State. Braxton Berrios, we saw him here. Possession guy. You know what? Braxton Berrios just looks like a patriot, mm-hmm. you know? Little white possession receiver that will drive you crazy on third downs. Danny Etling at LSU. Can't believe you wasted a draft pick on that one. Couldn't play at LSU. Can't play in the NFL.
There was all kinds of talk about them and Lamar Jackson, right, at the end of the first round at 31.
Yeah.
He was there at 31.
Yep.
And they passed on him.
Passed. Took Sony Michel instead.
The 41-year-old quarterback.
Yeah. Keon Crossing, Western Carolina cornerback. Congratulations. All a bunch of tweets on that. And then Ryan Izzo, tight end at Florida State. I think he could play a little bit. So, in the end, you'll have four, five, six guys make this team. Four, five. Make this team. And you know what? That wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I do want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Call them today. Get it. We had friends over, hadn't seen our garage floor, our new garage floor, so we showed them that. That was, I like to take a little pride in that, you know. I blew out my garage this weekend and, you know, kind of cleaned it up a little bit. Kind of take some pride in it, you know. Carolina Flooring Specialist, increase the value of your home. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call them today, 404-8158. Let them come out to your home. No obligation phone call. Let them show what they do. Promise you, you'll like hearing how affordable it is and what it would look like. We'll take a break. William from Georgia, hang on. Coming straight to you. Reaction Monday, more after this.
Are you confused about the right steps to take to secure the proper financial plan for your future? The independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson can guide you through every step. Options for fee-based planning allow you to invest with transparency and to know where every dollar goes. We offer sound, comprehensive advice with solutions to fit any investing appetite. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
It's auction time. Saturday, May 5th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anyone can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Saturday, May 5th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $5,399. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette and I'll strap shoes on my feet.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Numbers matter. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. So that number is 74-3400. Hey, students, as you leave campus, you need to have a place to live next year, next fall. If you're leaving campus now, go ahead and sign up for it. It's our great friends at University Colleges and universitycolleges.com. All the amenities that you're looking for, all the safety features that you're looking for, you're going to love it. You're going to love our great friends there. And here's the true bottom line. You're going to love the rent. I mean, let's just talk about it. We can all say, talk about how, you know, whatever we want to mention. And the bottom line is that you have to be able to afford it. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, 74-3400. Numbers that matter. Jim Harbaugh, would you say his two biggest rivals are Ohio State and Michigan State?
Yes.
1-5.
I hate to see it.
1-5.
Hate to see it.
University College, universitycolleges.com, 784-3400. Numbers matter. William is right across the line in the state of Georgia. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Mr. Orr 24. How you doing this morning?
Man, we're great. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, I'm good. I got to agree with y'all about Harbaugh. He's an idiot. I mean, he's a rich idiot. Don't get me wrong, but he's an idiot. I mean, I don't understand how he – I mean – and. In defense of whoever, when he went 13-3 with San Francisco, he had some primo talent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Anybody could have went. But anyway, getting back to this draft thing, I think there's three Georgia players left that were – I don't understand why they hadn't found a home yet. I mean, don't get me wrong, Dominique Sanders, he screwed the pooch in the national championship game.
Yep.
He really did.
Right.
But is he going to have to pay for that the rest of his life? I mean, it looks like he's either going to have to walk on or be an eighth rounder, you know, if there is a such a thing as an eighth rounder. Because I watched it to the sixth round, and he hadn't found a home yet.
Yeah.
And Malcolm Parrish, he's a decent DB. He hadn't found a home. And Trenton Thomas ain't went nowhere. I don't know what's up with that. He's one of the best pass rushers in the league, dude. But anyway,
I couldn't
I'm gonna
believe
tell you
it.
I'm going to take it off and let you go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
I couldn't
it,
either.
Man.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, that Trenton Thompson either. Left school.
Yeah, and he ain't went yet. I mean, last time I heard – he may have to walk on or be a free agent, they said.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to let y'all go and let y'all talk about it. But have a good day.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. There are guys out there that didn't get, like, how does Danny Etlin get drafted? Etlin? How does he get drafted? And I look around and some of these guys didn't get drafted. Trenton Thompson left school early, right? He left school early. There were 37 players that left school early that didn't get drafted. How does Tavarius McFadden not get drafted? Remember when on TigerNet I said there were some issues about Tavarius McFadden and a couple of the yahoos on there just ripped my butt saying, oh, no, he's a great player. Apparently the NFL didn't think so. Trenton Thompson left school early. Didn't get drafted. Kevin Tolliver from LSU defensive back. I thought he was a really good player. Didn't get drafted. As you know, Taylor Hearn from Clemson and Van Smith. You think those guys, I think they're probably just done with school, right?
Yeah.
Simi Cobbs from Indiana, that's a good player, I thought. I thought he would have been drafted. Josh Adams, running back from Notre Dame. Quadri Henderson, wide receiver from Pittsburgh. Jeff Holland from Auburn made a ton of plays against Clemson. Clemson couldn't block him. didn't get drafted. Came out of school early, didn't get drafted. Cameron Petway, too slow, man. That guy's way too slow. I get that. But all these guys, Chris Warren, running back, Texas, left school early, didn't get drafted. Toby Weathersby, LSU offensive tackle, left school early, didn't get drafted. You kind of knew Jalen Wilkerson from Florida State left early. You kind of knew that one. Kyle Allen, the quarterback of Houston, left school early, didn't get drafted. Wouldn't you think that Houston would love to have him back? Or that, let's see, Deontay Burnett, wide receiver, Southern Cal, didn't get drafted. It's crazy to think about, man. Simi Cobbs, remember that opening game against Ohio State? Cobbs was a great player, I thought. What do you thought after watching that one game, he wouldn't have been drafted? That's crazy. Anyway, I hate to see these guys make mistakes. I wish there's a way you can put them back in the thing there. Back in into college football. You can't do it, though. Miss school now. Tavarius McFadden? You mean, look at all the cornerbacks that got drafted. The kid from Western Carolina gets drafted. Tavarius McFadden doesn't get drafted. I think that's a speed thing more than anything else. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good news for both Clemson and South Carolina. They pick up commitments for the class of 2019 since we last talked. On Friday, Keith McGuire, the linebacker from Malvern Prep in Malvern, Pennsylvania, 6'2", 215-pounder, ranked number 14 inside linebacker in the country, the number 6 overall player in the state of Pennsylvania. Really came down to his final five. Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, and Notre Dame. Who else is in there? There are five schools in there. As it turns out, he picked Clemson basically over Notre Dame. So nice pickup there. That's the 11th commitment, I believe, for Clemson. The Tigers are 6th right now in the team ranking for Rivals.com. And that is the second linebacker for the Tigers right now. So nice to see that. Gamecocks up to 13th after getting their 10th commitment over the weekend. They get their second tight end. This was Travion Kenyon from Monroe, North Carolina. 4-star, 6'4", 212. 4-star kid. Kid that was a 5.8 ranking. Number 13 player in the state of North Carolina. Number 8 overall tight end in the country. Also had offers from Duke, East Carolina, Kansas State, Louisville, Maryland, North Carolina, NC State, Wake Forest, Boston College, and a good pickup for South Carolina. That's your second tight end. They might be done at tight end now. Remember, they got Keyshawn Toney out of Wilson Elko High School down in Wilson, South Carolina, a 2-star kid there. But that's the 10th commitment for the Gamecocks, 13th overall in recruiting right now. For you Georgia fans, Georgia 4th in recruiting right now. Georgia's got one of the 5-stars. There's only 4 5-stars that have committed so far, and Georgia's got one of those. Oklahoma has 2 of those. Both those are wide receivers. The other one, Michigan, has a 5-star right now. But nice to see Keith McGuire and get the 11th overall pickup for Clemson. Case you missed it yesterday. I don't know how you did. You were on Twitter. LeBron James, 45 points. Man, the guy hit the first, 7 shots for his team. Had 26 maybe a half, kind of disappeared in the third quarter, and then comes back in the fourth quarter. It's just interesting to see him kind of take over. You watched that game, didn't you, yesterday?
I watched bits and pieces of it.
I watched it just to compare Quark's officiating with the rest of the world's officiating, just to see how that worked out. And then what was the controversy in the NHL? We had the Pens were controversial. There was a little controversy there with them.
Yeah, there was a goal scored in the Penguins Capitals game, and it was called back because there was a review. The only angle they had looked like it was over. The NHL said it wasn't, and it was called back, and people lost their minds. Mm. It was a lot of fun to watch. Mm. It's fun when it's not your team, right?
Yeah. Hey, did you see the meaningless three-pointer at the end of the Indianapolis game, Indianapolis and Cavs game yesterday? Game was over.
The Indiana?
Yeah. Indiana hits a meaningless three at the end of the game?
Yeah.
$3 to $5 million difference out in Las Vegas.
It was a 5-point swing, wasn't it? A 5-point spread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that gets it down and
gets it down to the 4.
4.
Mm-hmm.
$3 to $5 million yesterday.
Hate to see that. That's bad beat right there. Mm. That little segment they do on the late night sports center, the bad beats, that'll be on it.
Yeah. Dabo Swinney Hall of Fame down in Alabama this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I liked his display case. Had some pretty cool stuff in it.
It did.
Yeah, that's nice to see.
Did he come back to the Upstate?
I hope.
All is well.
I watched Alabama spring game yesterday, too.
Thoughts?
Jalen Hurts is in trouble. That's what I took from it.
Tua look good?
Look really good. And finally, did you see the Alabama NFL draft? Did their defense? Did you see that stat?
I did not.
That every player from their defense 2 years ago got drafted.
The one that Deshaun Watson cut up?
Yes. And there's a great stat or a great graphic that had all this on there. Matter of fact, let me see what it is right now. The Alabama's entire defense. Let me find it on here. Make sure I got it right. Their entire defense. Got to find that graphic of where everybody was selected. Here it is right now. Now, this is from this past year. Joshua Frazier, 7th round defensive lineman. Sean Dion Hamilton, 6th round. Anthony Averett, 4th round. Deshaun Hand, 4th round. Ronnie Harrison, 3rd round. Rashawn Evans, 1st round. Deron Payne, 1st round. Minkah Fitzpatrick, 1st round. That's just from this past year. The year before, I think I find this the year before that. It's a great graphic seeing it, that where they all finished from the last couple of years. That's just crazy to think about. All 11 starters from the defense that Clemson beat in the NFL draft. Shows you just how good Deshaun Watson was, though, huh?
It shows you how elite Deshaun Watson was.
Yeah, to beat those guys. So good stuff coming out of that. Speaking of defense and NFL draft, there is one of these NFL draft yoo-hoos that takes the NFL draft way too serious. And this is what he does now. It says that Clemson's defensive line is overrated going into this college football season. I'll tell you who this cat is, who this yoo-hoo is, and tell you why really it's the best thing. Like Dabo Swinney and Lemanski Hall and Todd Bates couldn't have drawn this up any better. Couldn't have drawn it up any better.
Absolutely not.
We'll tell you what the quote was and why it's a really good deal for Clemson. We'll take a break, come back. We'd love to have you join us on a Reaction Monday. Phone calls, text, tweets. By the way, hadn't done any Twitter yet. Got some Twitter stuff to get to. We'll do that when you return for more. It's Mickey Plowell Show. More to this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I will be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will debut on Saturday, May 5th at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. The Kelly Gramlich Show, every Saturday at 10 a.m., brought to you by Engineered Sleep, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com. Clemson's newest eatery, the Alumni, is open and ready for business. Their casual dining atmosphere, fresh local food, and craft brews make this your new favorite spot for breakfast, lunch, brunch, and dinner. Don't miss out on their daily happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday specials include 50-cent wings and half-off domestic beer, trivia every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and $5 burger night on Wednesdays. Check them out on the web at alumnirestaurantclemson.com or call 986-6230 for more information.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, climate control. Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC has all of this, plus more, to keep your items safe and dry. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, Fort Knox makes storage easy. Their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Call 502-0099 or visit them on the web at fortknoxclimatestorage.com. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out. And it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one-coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now, it's your turn. Pro-grade PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
And that guy's good, huh?
Yes, he's good.
Isn't that good? The barbershop is back, but it's back with modern touches. It's back that you get the best of the best. The best of the classic stuff. Straight razor shave in the back of the neck, hot towel treatment. But it's back with the classic touches. I mean, with the modern touches of today's world. But the ladies over at Roosters take care of you at RoostersMGC.com, 884-8920. We get texts, we get emails about guys that have now switched over to Roosters, so they won't go back. Treat yourself, guys. Hey, you know what? And every once in a while, I'm not saying every time because I know you're busy. Sometimes you need to do the express deal. But every once in a while, just take a little time to do the full treatment, and you're going to love it. RoostersMGC.com, Roosters Men's Grooming Center, MGC.com, Pelham Road in Greenville, 884-8920, 884-8920. I did something this weekend for the second time, buddy. My wife and I go see these waterfalls, right? You know, had a little hiking expedition Saturday afternoon, right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
How far?
Oh, no, I mean, just right here, local.
How far did you hike?
Oh, I don't know. I walked 8 miles or 7.5 miles walking off that morning, and then, you know, a couple of miles, not far.
Not a big deal.
No, not that far. Anyway, so dude, I watched my wife. We come this way, and we got my little dog with me. He loves it. And we come this way, we got to cross over some water. And I watched her bust her butt, and I didn't like it. I'm like, oh, my God, you okay? So he's laughing about it. And so...
She fell.
Yeah, she fell.
Yikes.
Now, I remind you that the last time we do this, back in October, there's these big, huge roadblocks down there. It says, do not pass this point. I went, well, I want to go down there and see it. She says, sweetheart, don't go down there. It says, don't go down there. I went, I got this. I got good balance. I'm a good athlete. I got this. So I fall and break my wrist, and... She gives me a hard time about it.
Mm-hmm.
Broke a little bone in my hand, probably. I don't know. The average mortal man would have had a cast on. I don't know if you ever noticed or not, but kind of hurt my wrist. Anyway, so after seeing her fall, I was like, oh, my goodness, I feel so terrible for you. So I go to this point where I'm going to try to climb over. I'm going to cross it on this little tiny little log, right?
You're going to climb over her. She's on the ground still.
So I'm just going to try to, like, bounce myself on this little log rather than get my shoes wet.
Yeah.
The log snaps into.
Hate to see that.
I reach down in the water with my foot. As I'm falling down, hit the mossiest piece of rock you've ever seen. I didn't break my wrist this time, just a big sprain. Two for two.
So you both went down?
Yeah. Tough. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Tough.
So anyway, little dog sitting there laughing at us the whole time.
I'm sure he was. He texted me about it.
He did?
Yeah.
I need to get his cell phone picked up. His plan picked back up again. Here's a we do tweets all the time. Twitter at Mickey Pollard at Mr. Orr 24. Let me get this for you for on our Twitter feed right now. Ed says, can you read me the ACC standings? Sure, we can do that.
Could Google it.
Here we go. Right? No, man. We're here for our people.
Google it.
In the Atlantic Simple. Division right now. No.
ACC baseball standings.
No.
Search.
He's in his car, man. He can't be Googling. He's in his car.
You can tweet.
Yeah. Google. All right. ACC Google says, Clemson 17-7, a two-game lead over NC State 15-9, 3.5-game lead over Florida State 13-10, 6.5-game lead over Louisville.
Yep.
10-11. And a 6-game lead over Wake Forest. A 7-game lead over Notre Dame. And a 10-game lead over Boston College right now. North Carolina is 18-6. 2.5-game lead over Duke. Against Pittsburgh, what is that? 5-8, 13. 6.5 over Pittsburgh. Georgia Tech and Miami are 11-13. They're out of it. Virginia 9-15. Hey, will you do me a favor? Let's look this up. I don't even know this. ACC baseball championship. I've got it right in front of me. How many teams make? Here's the bracket right here. I've got it in front of me. The bracket has. This is 11 teams. No, 12 teams make it.
12 teams make it.
Two teams are out. Four three-team pools.
A lot of numbers being thrown around right now.
Right. Numbers matter something. Four three-team pools. Right now, Clemson would be the second seed. They'd be in the same pool as the seventh seed and the 11th seed. So
I hate this tournament.
I do, too.
I hate this tournament.
I do, too, pal. I'm with you on that one. So 12 teams get in. As it stands right now, 1, 2, 3, 4,
who would be in the pool with us?
Well, as it stands right now, the two teams that will be out... It's Boston College and Virginia Tech.
Don't care about them. Who's in the pool with us?
The 7 and the 11. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Either Georgia Tech, Miami, or Wake Forest. They're all tied at 11 and 13. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 11 seed will be Notre Dame with us right now. Looks like. I don't know, man. A lot to play. So anyway, ask me in the last, right before the very last game. But that's how it stands right now. That's what Ed wanted to know on our Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. You know, we read all tweets on the air.
Google it.
Josh writes in at Mr. Orr24 and at Mickey Pollard, Jim Harbaugh's an edgier Butch Jones.
He is.
So.
He gets a lot of hate.
Butch Jones or Jim Harbaugh?
Harbaugh.
He gets everything he deserves.
I know. I guess.
Did you see? Oh, here's Alan Squire Clark, North Carolina fan, said, agreed. We can thank Tiger for going the game over the last 20 years, but those entering the game, we're not taught the rules and etiquette and subsidies of the game, subtleties of the game. My dad taught me those things at an early age. I'm thankful for that.
Subtleties.
Here's the thing, buddy. Here's the thing. Yep. I tweeted this weekend. I don't know if you saw this or not.
I have alerts for your Twitter when it goes off.
I said, I don't want to be the people who get to the pearly gates. Stare St. Peter's in the eye when he asked, why didn't you rake bunkers? You knew better than leave those bunkers and footprints in the bunkers. I play golf Saturday morning. We are the fourth group off. Okay? The fourth group off, and the first six bunkers I pass, I didn't even go in first six. There's footprints everywhere. Rake the freaking bunkers. Now, my ball doesn't even go in bunkers, some of them, and I'm not in there, but I just look over, and I started raking bunkers. I said, that's it. I'm going to rake every footprint I see today. I have sore triceps today, sore shoulders today from raking bunkers. Who? Let me ask you something. What kind of human being goes into a bunker, hits a shot, walks out without raking it? What kind of scum of the earth doesn't rake a bunker?
You know what you sound like right now? You know who you sound like right now?
Vince Vega?
Jordan Spieth.
No.
There's mud on my ball. There's footprints in the sand. I can't hit out of this.
No, man.
No.
It's common courtesy. You rake the bunkers.
Hit the ball.
No, you rake bunkers.
It doesn't affect that much. Hit the ball.
No, it does affect it. Nah. And not even that. It's the right thing to do.
You sound like a whiny Jordan Spieth right now is what you sound like.
All right. There was one. Let me explain this one to you. There was one bunker. Okay. Yeah. It's a greenside bunker.
Mm-hmm.
That you could tell that the gentleman or lady, a woman had huge feet. I'm thinking gentleman. The gentleman enters at the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hits a shot but doesn't get it out. Walks all the way to the other end of the bunker.
Mm.
In the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Hits his next shot out and steps out and goes on the green. And then doesn't even knock the sand off his shoes, so he tracks sand all the way across the green.
Oh, I hate that.
My buddy says he's a blanking moron. He played with me. He saw it. The bottom line is this. Either rake them all or don't rake them all. It's like someone said at Pine Valley, they don't have rakes. That's fine. I get it. That's their local rule there.
Is this your biggest pet peeve on the golf course?
Yeah.
Raking bunkers?
Yeah, raking bunkers. Yeah. You know what? You might not see your ball mark, okay? You might search for your ball mark on the green. Don't see it. I got it. You might not have sand on your cart to fill your divots, whatever. I'm with you. But you know, man, there was one this weekend. I just started saying, okay, every time rather than me just sitting around, I normally fix five or six ball marks on the green.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I'm going to do the bunkers today. I'm off on the fourth group of the day. And here's the thing. Saw about three or four different footprints in there. You know to do it. There was one that there's two rakes the guy passed that had to step over to get out of the bunker. It's funny. The rake was right there. He stepped over the rake.
Yeah, it's bad.
To get out of the bunker.
That's terrible.
There's got to be a little golf karma in there somewhere.
No, I'm with you. You got to rake the bunkers. I'm really bad about... divots, though. I never have sand in my cart.
Really?
Never. I feel like it's always empty.
I walk and I don't have sand. We need some sand for walkers. Here's what I'm telling you. I honestly want to go on a golf course wherever I'm at from now on and carry a megaphone with me. When I'm behind the guy. Get it? Hey! Fix your break. Rake your bunker. See, that goes over.
So that's it. That's the biggest one for you.
Yeah.
Biggest one for me is people hitting into my group.
It happens to you all the time because you're slow.
It's that, or they're we're playing a foursome and there's two guys behind us and they're hitting into us. You get one warning.
And then what do?
I plug the ball. Well, I plug it.
You do?
Yeah. Multiple times.
You pick it up, throw it in a lake?
Nope, plug it. We're putting it at least 4 or 5 inches into the ground.
You just keep it?
Just plug it down. I stomp it.
Where's my ball? It's a Titleist too.
I haven't seen it, pal. Maybe go back into the fairway you're supposed to be right now. You schmuck.
Hurry up, man. What are you holding the group up for?
We got four guys. You got two. What do you mean to do
let
here?
Through.
We're doing what we can. There's a group right in front of us. We can't let you through.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do about that. Don't hit into me.
Text line blowing up right now. David Seneca says, I work maintenance at Cross Creek. I was take your bunkers one day. I finish up with this group comes by. Guy hits his ball into the bunker, doesn't rake it, and stares at me as he walks by.
Yikes.
Let me tell you something. When that guy goes to St. Peter's, he'll take care of him. Hades is full of people who didn't rake bunkers. Listen, I'm telling you. That's what it's for.
Listen, if St. Peter, if the getting in question is, do you rake bunkers?
Hell's full right now.
I mean, my goodness.
No vacancy in hell right now.
My goodness.
None. Oh, man. Here's the thing. I'm a nice guy, Zach, right?
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy. I don't like controversy. I don't like getting on anybody.
You're so full of it. You love confrontation.
No, I don't confront people.
You thrive off of confrontation.
I turn into Larry David. Whenever this happens to me from now on. I'm yelling at everybody. I don't care where I'm at. I'm yelling at someone. I don't wreck a bunker. All right, come back. Hour three. There is an overrated aspect of Clemson's defensive line, according to one of the NFL draft experts. Who are these monkeys that are doing this NFL draft expert stuff?
These monkeys.
Who are these clowns?
I don't know who these guys are.
This one guy looks exactly like Quackenbush. I'll tell you who this guy is and what he says about Clemson's defensive line and why it's the best thing that ever happened to Dabo Swinney, Todd Bates, and Lemanski Hall. We'll tell you the quote when you return, hour three after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios.